Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Of WYXR's biggest event on Saturday night, December 6th from 9 to 11 p.m. at Crosstown Concourse. The Raised by Soundfest After Party will transform Crosstown's East Atrium into a house music audiovisual wonderland with a once-in-a-lifetime collab between the legendary Larry Heard, Mr. Fingers himself, Cloudland Canyon, and Kid Millions.
Not only does your ticket get you into this unforgettable immersive experience, it comes with complimentary eats, cocktails, wine, and beer, along with Tooth Gems by Maggie Bearden and Portraits by Cheers Photo Company.
All proceeds go to WYXR. We'll be talking about this one for a long time, so get your tickets now at RaisedBySoundFest.com.
I know that it needs strings. That I do know.
Right.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR, Memphis Radio. I am your host, Patrick Sansone, here to bring you another hour of music from the 1960s and 1970s, music that features some orchestral touches in the arrangements. We, here at the Baroque Down Palace, play rock, we play pop, we play folk, we play soul, and all kinds of music that falls in between all of those genres, combinations thereof. That's some of our favorite stuff here at the Baroque Down Palace. And we are going to get right into some music with one of my favorite bands of the 1960s Baroque pop milieu. This is the Moody Blues from their album Question of Balance, which came out in 1970. This is Question here on the Baroque Down Palace.
It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way that you mean it when you tell me what will be. And when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, lose the love I knew, could safely leave with
washing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life, and if you could see what it's done to me to lose the love I knew, could safely lead me to the land that I once knew, the land as we grow old, the secrets of our soul. It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
Sun goes to bed, that's the time you raise your head. That's your lot in life, Lelania. Can't blame ya, Lelania. Artie tart, la di da. Can your part get much sadder? That's your lot in life, Lelania. Can't blame ya, Lelania. Run your hand through your hair, paint your face with despair. That's your lot in life, Lelania. Can't blame ya, Lelania. That's the time you raise your head. That's your lot in life, Lelania. I can't blame ya, Lelania. Ah-ti-ta, oh, so la-di-da. Can your part ever get much sadder? That's your lot in life, Lelania. I can't blame ya, no, 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 Lelania. Oh, Lelania.
Blue waves as they roll.
That is American folk singer-songwriter Norma Tanaga with a song called Waves from her debut album from 1966, an album called Walking My Cat Named Dog, which is the name of a hit that she had in 1966. It got to number 22 on the U.S. charts. She wrote songs for other artists. She wrote a song with Antonio Carlos Jobim. She wrote for Blossom Dearie, and she wrote several songs that Dusty Springfield recorded. She and Dusty were in a romantic relationship in the mid-60s for about 5 years, and during that period they worked together creatively as well. She made two solo records in this kind of baroque pop style. This album, Walking My Cat Named Dog, in 1966, and a beautiful album called I Don't Think It Will Hurt You If You Smile, which came out in 1971. We started the set with the Moody Blues and Question from their album A Question of Balance, which came out in 1970. That was followed by Donovan with Lelania, a single from 1968, and also featured on his Donovan's Greatest Hits album. This track features a beautiful string arrangement by the arranger John Cameron, who we mentioned on a recent show. He worked with Julie Felix, as well as Francoise Hardy, and did a lot of arranging for film and television. And this track, Lelania, also features the great Danny Thompson from Fairport Convention on upright bass, who we sadly just lost in the last month or so. After Donovan, it was a band called Apple Tree Theater with a song called You're the Biggest Thing in My Life from their album called Playback, which came out in 1968. A pretty obscure album and band, but it did feature the brothers John and Terrence Boylan, as well as jazz musicians Larry Coryell and Eric Gale. John Boylan went on to become a very successful record producer in the 1970s, producing acts like Carly Simon, Rick Nelson, Brewer and Shipley, Pure Prairie League, and also co-produced the debut album by the band Boston, which became the largest selling debut album in music history. But this album from 1968 by the brothers Boylan, calling themselves Apple Tree Theater, is a very interesting, unusual record combining baroque pop with experimental sound collage and some spoken word sections. An album that John Lennon really loved and is quoted as saying it was one of his favorites of 1968. Which makes sense when you think about the work that he was doing around this time on the White Album. And we ended the set with Norma Tanaga and Waves. Let's get into set number two right away. This is Genesis from their debut album from 1969. This is Genesis with a young Peter Gabriel on vocals and the song In the Wilderness here on the Baroque Down Palace.
To play, they disappear, and the leaves have gathered dust to run right, dear, tearing pieces from our lives to feed the dawn. Mist surrounds the seagulls christened by the storm. Music, all I hear is music, guaranteed to please. Something else. Raindrops falling down the rooftops, growing in the drains. As the people own their lives, as their lives are on my time. Fighting enemies with weapons made to kill. Death is easy as a substitute for pride. Victors join together, happy in their bed. Leaving cold outside the children of the dead. Music, all I hear is music, guaranteed to please. And I look for something else. Rainbow.
That is the band Renaissance with an epic track called Midas Man from their 1977 album, Novella. Renaissance were a band from England that started out of the ashes of the Yardbirds. When the Yardbirds broke up, Jimmy Page went on, of course, to form Led Zeppelin. Singer Keith Relf and drummer Jim McCarty formed Renaissance. That lineup only lasted for one album. Keith Relf left the band in 1970 after that album, but other members came into the fold, including the vocalist Annie Haslam, who sings this epic track. A lot of the music of Renaissance had allusions to classical composers over the years, and one of their high points was a three-night sold-out run at Carnegie Hall in 1976, joined by the New York Philharmonic, which was recorded and released as a double live album. We started the set with another progressive rock band from England in the 1970s, Genesis, with a track from their debut album from 1969, which was called From Genesis to Revelation, and a song called In the Wilderness, sung by a very young Peter Gabriel, when he was the lead singer of the band. Also featuring Tony Banks on keyboards, Anthony Phillips on guitars, Mike Rutherford on bass, and John Silver on drums before Phil Collins had come into the band. And the string arrangements done by two British arrangers, Arthur Greensdale and Lou Warburton, who we have mentioned on the show before. Some of this instrumentation was added to the tracks without the band's knowledge after the original tracks recorded. Not an unusual occurrence in this time period. So the album stands as a unique piece in the Genesis story, and definitely the sound of a young band finding its sound. After Genesis, we heard the Rolling Stones with Sway from their album Sticky Fingers from 1971. Another track from this album to feature the brilliant string arranger Paul Buckmaster. And the rumor is that that is Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane singing background vocals on the track. And we ended the set with Renaissance and Midas Man. We are going to take a short break and come back with another set of music right after this on the Baroque Down Palace.
WYXR is the station with the city's soul. And that's not just soul music. That's the soul and spirit we bring to all styles and sensibilities. One way to show your spirit is by becoming a member of WYXR. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Welcome back to the show, and we're going to get into our third set of music with what Pete Townsend has called the first true rock opera that influenced his writing of Tommy in 1969. This is an artist named Keith West from his album Excerpts from a Teenage Opera and a song called Grocer Jack here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Counts the days into years. Yes, 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms and legs don't feel so strong. His heart is weak, there's something wrong. Opens windows in despair, tries to breathe in some fresh air. His conscience cries, it's on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no.
The people that live in the town don't understand. He's never been known to miss his round.
It's 10 o'clock, the housewife shell. When Jack turns up, we'll give him hell. Husbands moan at breakfast tables. No milk, no eggs, or marmalade labels. Mothers send the children out to Jack's house to scream and shout.
Grocer Jack, get off your back. Come into town, don't let us down. Oh, no, no. Grocer Jack. Sunday morning, bright and clear. Lovely flowers decorate a marble square. People cry and walk away, think about the fateful day. Now they wish they'd given Jack more affection and respect. The little children dressed in black don't know what's happened to old Jack.
Is it true what mommy says? You won't come back. Oh no, no. democracy. If you wanna choose a ladder, you will never be free. Go slow. You're learning it the truth, this hypocrisy. If you wanna choose a ladder, you will never be free. Go slow. Ain't no such thing as revolution. It got another name, it's called evolution. Go slow. Revolution, it's got another name, it's called evolution. Go slow. Part of being free is a state of mind. You just got to learn to leave it all behind. Go slow. Yeah. Part of being free is a state of mind. You just got to learn to leave it all behind.
That's the artist Sean Phillips from his 1970 album called Second Contribution. Sean Phillips, a very interesting singer-songwriter from the 1970s, hard to classify in a genre. His records sort of jumped around between folk and prog and rock with some R&B leanings. This album features the string arranging of, once again, the great Paul Buckmaster. We just heard two tracks from this album. The first was called F Sharp Splendor, which was written by Paul Buckmaster. And that led us into the final track on the album, Steel Eyes, written by Sean Phillips. Sean Phillips previously in the 1960s had been a side musician on several of Donovan's records, including Sunshine, Superman, and Mellow Yellow, before having a falling out with Donovan over songwriting credits. We started the set with Keith West and a track called Grocer Jack, also known as Excerpt from a Teenage Opera. This was a single released in 1967 and was originally going to be a part of a larger project called A Teenage Opera, which was never completed. Keith West was the singer of a band called Tomorrow, a psychedelic band on the London scene that also featured the guitar player Steve Howe, who later went on to join Yes in 1970. And this track was being recorded at Abbey Road at the same time that the Beatles were working on Sgt. Pepper. And Paul McCartney has stated that hearing them working on this track really influenced some of what he was doing with Pepper. And Pete Townsend has cited it as an influence as well on writing the Tommy rock opera. That was followed by The Lovin' Spoonful with Close Your Eyes from the album Everything's Playing from 1967 as well. And we ended up the set with Sean Phillips. And that is going to do it for another edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It is my pleasure to bring you this music every week. And we are going to go out here with what I think might be one of the strangest songs to make it into the Billboard Hot 100 in the 1960s. This is Nancy Sinatra with Lee Hazlewood and a song called Some Velvet Morning here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open. made it in. Some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers grow.
Broke Down Palace comes to you from WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and is brought to you by the generosity of listeners like you. Donate to your local station today.
It's September, yeah. You've been gone so long.